Hello and welcome to this week's episode of For the Love of Chiropractic. On this week's show, we're going to be talking about maximizing your efficiency in the office. I'm not going to waste any time. That's what we're going to be talking about. So let's get started. Welcome to another episode of For the Love of Chiropractic. I'm your host, Dr. Robert Freeman. I've been in practice for over 30 years, and I continue to work in a million-dollar practice that I built, ran, and sold. I've taught, lectured, and coached our profession, and helped so many chiropractors build the practice and the life of their dreams. And now, I want to help you do the same. So here's today's show. As I said in the introduction, today's show is going to be all about maximizing the efficiency of the office. You, the staff, the equipment, all of it. Because by maximizing the efficiency, we can provide better care to more patients with effortless ease. And that's really what it's all about. And while some people say that nothing is ever perfect, and that may be true, when you're in the pursuit of perfection, you can find excellence and provide excellent care to all of your patients almost all the time. Okay, so let's dig in and talk about how we're really going to do this, or how we really do this. How do we make it happen? Several years ago, I had the opportunity to go to New York City and see a Broadway show. And it was a wonderful show. If you've never gone to Broadway, or if you haven't gone to the theater in a long time, I highly recommend it. It's always entertaining. But this particular show was unique. And the reason that it was unique, while it was an award-winning show, after the show, I had an opportunity for a backstage tour of the theater and of the stage itself and how the stage was set for each performance. And what I learned, what was so fascinating, is not only is the stage set for each performance, of course it is, the stage is reset in the exact same way with the exact same props, even though several of the props appear to be the same to the audience, they're not. Each prop has a special place that it needs to be in a certain way to make the show go off flawlessly. And I thought that was really, really cool. And our offices are very, very similar. Because as I've said on a previous episode, when you're in your office seeing patients, you're on stage all the time. Your staff, the entire staff, is on stage all the time. You're being watched by all the patients all the time to see how you act and react, the things you say, the way you move, everything. If you don't believe me, try picking your nose and seeing how the patients waiting respond to that. No, I don't recommend doing that, obviously, but they are watching you. And what your patients want from you, the doctor, is they want you to be that amazing doctor, the best doctor you can imagine. If you think about some of the old TV series, like the old Marcus Welby, MD, or the caring doctors that we all saw on MASH 4077, how those doctors cared for the patients deeply, that's what they want from you. To modernize it somewhat, think of a Disney movie and how the doctor would be portrayed. The doctor would be warm and caring and attentive and really go out of their way to do whatever it takes to help their patient. That's exactly what our patients want, need, and frankly deserve from you, because we're on stage all the time. And our staff, from the front desk to the floor CAs to the billing people in the business office, all of them also are playing a role. They're playing a role that our patients, our customers, expect to be a certain way. And while that can be demanding, it's also very doable and creates maximum efficiency. If part of everybody's job is to be happy, cheerful, and helpful, then all of a sudden, everybody is happy, cheerful, and helpful. And if everybody is being happy, cheerful, and helpful, we're being helpful to each other. Part of everybody's job is to make everybody else's job as easy as possible. And it just gets easier and easier and easier to help more patients with phenomenal care. but now I want to dig into some of the specifics of how we maximize the efficiency. And as I talked about a few minutes ago regarding maximizing this efficiency, the stage has to be set. So what does that mean? That means everything in every department has everything that it needs with a backup ready to go. So for example, in the adjusting room, yes, there are extra rolls of face paper in a drawer close to the adjusting table for when it runs out so it can quickly be changed. There are plenty of pens in the room, so no one's ever scrounging for a pen. Oh, I need a pen. What happened to my pen? Where's my pen? If you happen to leave it somewhere, that's just fine. There's another one, or several others, waiting right there in a pen cup for you to grab it and use it. Doesn't slow you down at all. You keep moving right along. Speaking of that pen cup, if you ever use a red marker for anything, I think you should have a red marker in each adjusting room ready to be used. Use a black Sharpie for anything, anytime. You should have one in every room ready to be used. If you use a highlighter, whether it's green, yellow, or orange, maybe they have different meanings in your office for different things you're doing, you should have one of those in each room, again, ready to be used, so you're not searching for it, making note, oh, can you grab this for me? It's fast and efficient. Regarding maximizing the efficiency, if you really want to be efficient and a little bit obsessive compulsive, as all practice owners can be, your markers should be point down so that the fluid that's in there drains towards the point, not away from it. They actually last a lot longer that way. If you have any pencils in the room, a grease pencil or pencil for anything else, they should be point up. They stay pointier and sharper longer, more efficient, making the office notes even cleaner. Regarding using those black Sharpies, on a previous episode, we had talked about doing a pillow check with people and making sure their pillow fits properly. Very often, the chiropractic cervical pillows that we recommend will have different size sides. One will be taller, one will be longer, and you fit the person appropriately, as we talked about on that previous episode, and then take that black Sharpie, once they've agreed that they do want the pillow and they're buying it from you, take and mark on the pillow which side they should be sleeping on, and use that black Sharpie and write right on the tag when it needs to be replaced. Your experience will tell you whether these particular pillows that you're using and recommending last a year, 18 months, 2 years, depends on the specific pillows. I have found in my practice they typically last about 18 months, and that's when they need to be replaced. So you write right on the tag, replace, and then the date of whatever 18 months from now is. But getting back to having the stage set, you want to make sure that you have the exercise pages that you use on a regular basis in a file ready to go, lower back, neck, shoulder, knees, some of the most common ones that you use. If you're not giving people exercise pages any longer and you have them going to a website, you know what? Have those web links already up on the computer screen so you can easily click and send it to the person to make it more fast and more efficient. Maybe there's a product that you recommend from a company like Amazon. Again, have the link already marked so you can go right to it and say, here's the knee brace we recommend for most people, if that's how you're going to supply it to them. Some other things to have set on your stage, ready as you're helping seeing patients as quickly and efficiently as possible. If you use exercise bands in your office or you recommend them for people at home, again, have a set of those in the room so you can show someone how they're going to use them when they go home or when they have their own set. And by the way, if people say they have their own set at home, have them bring it in, because as a doctor, you know those sets don't last forever. Our patients don't know that they dry rot and they start to crack and tear and break. And when you find that and tell them it needs to be replaced, they're very happy that you saved them from getting slapped in the face by a broken band as they're trying to exercise with it. So offer them to bring it in and check it for them and tell them, you know what? You need to replace this. We've got a new set for you. Or here's the link on Amazon. Go get one from there. Perhaps in your office you do orthotics, and that's terrific if you do. I think you should have samples of those orthotics in each of the rooms, not necessarily have a scanner in each of the room for the orthotics, if that's how you obtain to create the orthotic, but at least have a sample of it so you can show people what it is you recommend. It's a flexible orthotic, it moves with you, or a firm orthotic, whatever you prefer. For 30 years now, I have recommended the flexible orthotics, specifically from Foot Levelers. There's a plug for them. They do a phenomenal job. Patients love them, and they work incredibly well. And by having the sample right there in the room, you don't have to go and search for it and get it. It's right there for the conversation, and then schedule the person to do the orthotic scan at the appropriate time. And perhaps you need some diagnostic equipment in the room, not that you're using it every time on every visit, obviously, but you know what? To have an extra reflex hammer in the adjusting rooms. Perhaps to have a blood pressure cuff or blood pressure machine in the room ready to go in case you need it. All of these things are set and ready. I'm a big fan of having an otoscope or an ophthalmoscope in the room, not that I'm using it with any frequency or regularity, but as soon as the person says, oh yeah, you know, there's something funny with my ear, I can immediately say, would you like me to look at it? Open the drawer, pull it out, it's ready to go. Wow, I didn't know you did that, doc. Of course we do. We're chiropractic physicians. We can take care of almost anything to help you with your health. So that's having the stage set. The other things that you can do to maximize your efficiency is there anything going on in your office that every time you do this one thing, you go, oh, darn it, and then you just flub through it and move forward and forget about it because it only took a fraction of a second and whatever. Yes, but it interrupted your flow. So for example, when you see a new patient and they hand you the chart to go over, are the pages in the order that you want them in? For that matter, are the pages on the clipboard set up properly, whether you're right-handed or left-handed? Because when you go to review a chart with a new patient, you're looking at things in a certain order. Personally, I look at the person's name. I look at their age to get an idea of who I'm going to be talking to. I look at their profession. What do they do? So I have some idea of who I'm going to be talking to. Then I look at their chief complaint or chief complaints, their past history, then do the review of systems to make sure that everything is checked off properly there. They fill out the HIPAA properly, and they have signed off where they need to sign off. That's the quick review that I do, and you have your own order of doing these things, but are the pages in the order to look at the things in the way that you want to look at them, or does your staff put the signature page first, and then the HIPAA, and then the review of systems, and then their basic information, and then their chief complaint? It slows you down. It's not terrible, but it slows you down and takes you out of flow. You have to step into, okay, how am I going to figure all this out? And while it's not difficult, it just takes you out of step, and there's no reason for that. So tell the staff this is the way that it needs to be. What's interesting is some staff members will just say, yes, doc, thank you, I got it. And other staff members will comprehend what you're saying better if you explain to them, this is how I want it, and this is why I want it this way. And they go, oh, okay, that makes sense. And then they own it too. Either way is fine. And you can ask the person, would you like to know why I want it this way? The ones that do will say, yes, please tell me. And the ones that don't will say, nope, just tell me what you want, doc. Either way is fine. But by doing that, you get more efficiency and stay in the flow to see more patients with effortless ease. So, and if your office has any kind of daily clipboard, travel card, anything like that, that travels with the patient, is that set up in the way that you want it? You know, so for example, if the electric stim sticky pads go on the chart, are they in a place that are not in your way, that it's easy to see the information that you need? One of the things that we do in our office is we use clear clipboards, and the way the travel card is set up, I can easily see the person's name and their birthday by glancing at the backside of this clear clipboard, because everybody wants to be acknowledged on their birthday. And the fact that you can glance at that and know when it is, when it's coming up, makes you stand out as someone who cares that much more. But if you have to fiddle around with that travel card and the way that it's set on the clipboard, moving the EMS pads out of the way, moving the appointment card out of the way, flipping it over, looking at the other side, oh, there's a sticky note that didn't get moved forward, whatever it may be, each one of these things reduce your efficiency and take you out of flow, which reduces the great care that you're giving to your patients. And the same thing is true in your private office where you do your consultations and report of findings. I won't go through all of the specifics, but make sure things are set up the way that you want them for a great show, for a great performance. And it's not a performance. We're giving the people the great information that they need because we're talking about their health. And that's what's most important. So by having everything set up properly, you can show them what's going on with them, how things should be, and how you're going to be able to help them get where they need to be as fast as possible without drugs or surgery, just using great natural chiropractic care. And I think your exam room should also be reset properly for the next person who goes in there. If you take x-rays in your office, does the x-ray machine have a certain resting place that it lives? A certain place on the track with a certain height of the x-ray tube itself, and the collimator is set a certain way. Is there a gown on the table ready for the next patient who comes in? Is the room set and ready, always ready for that next person who's coming in? When you finish doing an adjustment, do you close out the chart and take the computer back to a certain resting mode where it's ready for the next person? Or is the chart still up from the last patient when the next person comes in? So you're rushing to finish that because you didn't close it out. It's an extra click or two, but it slows things down. And if you close it out properly, that makes it a little bit easier for your CA when they're getting the room set up for the next patient that they're helping into the office. So to make sure this is all set the way that it should be, you're making a quick note as you're going through your day about what you don't like and what you want to change. And lo and behold, now you have fodder for your staff meeting of how we're going to make things even better. And everybody gets the ability to do this. The CAs can tell you, hey doc, man, when you don't do that, it makes it more difficult for us. That's great. I love when they tell me things like that because then I can be better, we can be better, we can be providing better care. It's not about being defensive about it. Well, I do that because I'm the doctor. No, listen to what they're saying. Encourage them to tell you so that you can help them be more efficient, because bottom line is they're helping you accomplish your mission, complete your vision of providing great chiropractic care. And to make sure that the stage is really set the way that it needs to be, there needs to be a checklist for the office every day of things that get done and get checked and get restocked, whether it's on a daily or weekly basis, to make sure that nothing is ever running out. So for example, I think once a week you should be checking the drawer or the cabinet in the adjusting rooms to make sure that they have plenty of face paper. How much is plenty of face paper? Depends on your volume, but one roll of face paper is good for about 125 patients. That's years of experience that tells me that's about how long they last. So maybe Monday on the checklist is to make sure there's plenty of face paper in each of the rooms. Maybe Tuesday, it's to make sure that the bathroom has plenty of supplies of toilet paper under the cabinet under the sink. Maybe Wednesday, there's an extra thing to make sure there's plenty of new patient and re-exam gowns, if you're still gowning patients, as we are required to in our state, each time you see a patient for examination. So do you have enough gowns ready to go, or does the laundry need to be done? And some things are daily check items, like wiping the tables down, like making sure that you have plenty of these supplies, like the pens that we talked about. But as you close out the office on a daily basis, setting the thermostats back for the night, is the office set and it's closed down properly? And then the first person in the morning, there's an opening checklist of how to do all the things, turn the lights on, set the thermostat, you know, open the blinds to a certain point. By the way, speaking of the blinds, in our office, we have a height that we really like them to be at. There's a little tiny mark right on the wall at the height that the blinds should go. And that way, from outside the office, all the blinds are at the same height. There's no guessing. It's easy. It's fast. It's efficient. And very often, the person who closed the office down at night is not the same person who opens the office up in the morning. And that's just fine if that's how it is in your office. As the office is being opened, the person who goes through that checklist goes through the same things to make sure that everything was done properly and it really is set and ready for today's performance. Today's performance is seeing all the patients with effortless ease and no hiccups. So, yep, there is plenty of face paper. Yep, the blinds are where they need to be. The thermostat is set. The lights are on. Time for action. And then I also think that about once a month, the doctor should do a complete once around with the office, checking the knobs on the cabinets, the pulls, the hinges. Is anything squeaking? Are any of the light bulbs out overhead? Really taking a good look, a good deep look, and making sure that everything is spit-shined, perfect and pretty. You know, are one of the cushions beginning to show signs of cracking? All right, you know what? It's on my list. I've got to get this table reupholstered or get a new set of cushion covers for this table or get a new set of cushions, as it may be, for that table. Whatever it may be, you know, tighten the legs up on the therapy tables. Sometimes they do come loose. Maybe where the EMS machine is mounted to the wall, it's gotten moved around, so there's some marks on the wall. Does it need a magic eraser or does it need to be touched up with paint? About once a month, do a really good look around. What's going on? I even had a patient one time tell me, "Hey doc, I know you never see it, but the air intake that's over the traction table is really dusty. You might want to clean that." And while I thanked the person profusely for pointing it out to me, I was a little bit ashamed that the cleaning people in the office didn't take care of it and that I hadn't seen it. I hadn't thought to look up where the patients are looking back then. But now I do, and now I know, and now you know also. Take a look. Because when you're looking and working together as a team to create this maximum efficiency, and it's fun. I think during office hours, doctor hands should do doctor work. CA hands should do the CA work. Front desk hands should do front desk work. And billing office work should be done by billing office people. But you know what? If there's a lag and there's some free time, I think the doctor, maybe after he or she has adjusted the last patient and there's still patients finishing up therapy and things like that, I think the doctor should be helping the CAs. Maybe it means emptying the trash. Maybe it means the doctor's pulling out the vacuum cleaner. Whatever it takes for the office to work efficiently, because while doctor hands should do doctor work, if there's no more doctor work to do, then doc, roll up your sleeve and help get everything else done for your team, because that is maximum efficiency. All right, and that's our show for today. If you have a question about today's show or your own practice, feel free to reach out at theloveofchiropractic.com. Before making changes to your practice, be sure to seek legal advice regarding those changes and regulations in your state. For the Love of Chiropractic is an RGF production, all rights reserved. And thanks for listening. Original music provided by Hunter Rich Music.